Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the Mighty 1090 studios with Captain Mark Rayer and Deckhand Jack from Gen Ren Sport Fishing, having a great time talking fishing and talking the one of the most beautiful places in the world that's right in our backyard, the East Cape of Baja California.
Oh, paradise.
It is paradise.
You sure nailed that within our backyard, too, Jack. I know that's the thing that I love. One of the things I love the most about the East Cape is you leave in the morning, you're having a margarita at lunchtime. You know, it's so easy to get to, and there's very few places in the world that offer that consistency of fishing and that caliber of fishing that is just a hop, skip, and a jump, and you're there. I mean, it's just so easy.
It's what I call the hassle factor.
Yeah.
The hassle factor. That is the Jack term,
it is,
isn't it, Mark?
Minimum hassle.
Yeah.
Minimum hassle. Yeah.
Flights from everywhere. The competition for flights are so high now that the price on airfare is the best it's been in probably 20 years. I mean,
incredible.
It's just great.
It's incredible how reasonable it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're flying out of John Wayne now, which is like 10, 15 minutes from my home. Whew.
Yeah.
Uber, and I'm off and going.
See ya.
I mean, like, how much are you paying for a flight to come up?
I think I paid, I don't recall, $230 round trip, something
round
like that.
Round trip.
Yeah.
Great.
Wow. Yeah. And because I live there, I submit an application to get my tax back, and I get $28 back because I have to pay airport tax.
Oh.
And being a Mexican and originating in Cabo and flying this way, they give you your tax back.
That's so cool.
You
get even less than that.
Yeah.
Wow. Pretty good deal.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. Well, time for the catch report.
You got it, buddy. It's time to find out what's biting out there, which today is sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. They have a complete saltwater tackle shop, a full deli. They offer Mexican and California licenses. They do trips and six-pack charters. And when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle, full of all the freshwater tackle and live bait that you need for a great day on the lake. Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld, next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay, and East County Bait and Tackle. They're at the end of the 67 freeway at Mapleview and Lakeside. Check danalanding.com. We're going to start it off with our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish, is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, Jack, Mark. It's been a good show, guys. It's been fun listening to you there. So our fine late summer offshore fishing continues. We've got lots of opportunities around here. We'll start at the islands here for a little bit. Catalina, still holding its own. Lots of good grade bonita scattered around. Those things are so much fun to catch. Glad to see them back. And they're nice ones. And there's also some good grade yellow mixed in with them. And when they're mixed up like that, you know, it gets hard to get the yellows out of all the bonitas. So I would suggest chunking the sardine. Fish a chunk. A lot of times the yellows will telltales will bite that, and those bonitas won't touch it. At San Clemente Island, still some good yellowtail fishing to be had there. White Rocks, Gold Bluff on the front side, off the dunes around the back. Might be a little choppy back there today, a little breezy. Big bonita there also. Yeah, I caught a big one when I was over there the other day. Man, I'm telling you what, guys, if those things got up to 100 pounds, they'd be absolutely terrifying. God, they pull hard. Around the backside of Clemente, that big bluefin is still there. There's a stunning amount of fish. Actually, and the last few days it's been on the move. It's creeping up to the west there, working up the back. It's pretty much outside the dunes in West Cove now. Still just right on that outside ledge there. But, you know, in that bluefin fishery, the tackle and techniques continue to rapidly evolve. But one ground truth remains, guys. You better be fishing perfectly maintained heavy gear for your best shot at those big ones. Man, there's a lot of big fish around back there right now. We've also seen some great fishing closer to the beach. There's been some signal on the Dorados in that 267, 209, 312 zone, and then on down from there. But that fishery there is all about finding the right kelp. And again, a little breezy today. It's going to be tough to be kelping, but I'm sure you guys will find some. And then below the Coronados, kind of on a line from the 371 to the 425 to the 101, good signal on school size yellowfin tunas in there, Dorados and yellowtail. Also, same deal. You got to find the right kelp, light line, small hooks is the best answer. And for a grand finale, Looks like that marlin that worked its way all the way up to Anacapa and Santa Cruz is trickling its way back down. There's been some really good fishing this week on the backside of Catalina, backside east mostly now. So I want to offer good luck to all the guys in the Masters. It's our most prestigious light tackle marlin tournament, and a lot of good guys are fishing it. So it'll be interesting to see how it shakes out. I think they had 10 fish yesterday in the tournament. Congratulations to those guys. And collectively, there's a lot going on offshore. Generally speaking, good weather. I think you guys should all be fishing.
Boy, you're not kidding, Mark. Some really good fishing to be had, and you nailed it best on tackle being perfect. The problem is you can catch one of those 60 to 80 pounders on your flat fall with your gear being okay. A 260 pounder, it has to be right. I mean, there is no room for error when the fish are of that size.
Yeah, it's crazy, you know. And I appreciate, you know, the guys that are coming in and they all want to get on the boats and go get their shot at that, but you know, if you've not fished for these big fish before, guys, you know, your average little reel with 30 or 40 pound test is not the answer.
Yeah, it's just not going to work.
For sure. Well, of course, fishdope.com, the guys, Jeff, Danny, have been on it all week on that local fish, the bluefin, everything else. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. Use the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is the $20 code for you. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, you guys have heard this before. We're in Huntington Beach, right there by the big Chevron station on the corner of Bolsa, Chica, and Edinger. Phone number is area code 714-840-4262. The website is PacificEdgeTackle.com. And we'll talk to you guys next week with some more good fish stories.
Look forward to it, buddy.
For sure. Thanks a lot, Mark. Appreciate that.
All right.
Okay,
now
we'll see you guys.
Now let's head on down to San Diego, over to C4th Sport Fishing, and talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at C4th?
Good morning, guys. Got a nice little overview of the fishing there. Still some very good fishing going on right now. Those half-day trips picking away at the Bonita, the Calico Bass, are definitely seeing some yellowtail on there and some good ones in there also. Actually, earlier in the week, I also saw some Dorado, 13 Dorado on the afternoon half-day there. Some nice mix of fish there, kind of what we've been seeing for a few weeks now, very good fishing. Those full-day trips, fishing offshore, mix of yellowfin, Dorado, and skipjack. A little up and down this week, but some very good fishing in there mixing with those yellowfin and skipjack. So definitely check those out. Our overnight trips, yellowfin, skipjack, a little bit of yellowtail in the mix there. Some of those longer trips have a little bit of bluefin in the mix. So lots of good fishing going around. You got a good overview in the previous report there. And like you said, if you're going on one of those trips looking for the big bluefin, make sure you have the right gear because there's some big guys mixed in there. I know we weighed 1265 earlier in the week, a few 100-pound-plus guys, so some nice big fish. So definitely check the website. C4thLanding.com. Full schedule up there for those half days, the full days, the 1 days and longer, some 1 days, 2.5 days. There's actually some 1 3/4 days, little reverse trip there, leaving in the middle of the day, so you get a couple days of fishing in. Some longer trips later in the season there, so check that out, C4thLanding.com. Give us a call down here at the office, 619-224-3383. Or definitely come down, visit some person, check out the tackle shop, get your gear all set up, whether it's for a 25, 40-pound outfit or for that 80, 100-pound outfit if you want to go for some of those big bluefin.
Great call, man. Some very good fishing to be had, Marcos. Glad to hear that there's some fish both on the half day all the way up to the longer trips. Great job on the report, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right, Marcos. All right, thanks a lot for that. That is going to wrap up our catch report this week. Again, sponsored by Blue Guard Innovations, making smart bilge pumps and switches and sensors designed to protect you, your vessel, and the environment. The BG1 oil and fuel detector could save you from thousands of dollars in fines by detecting oil in your bilge and turning your pump off before you dump it into the water. Just one of several switches and sensors made by Blue Guard Innovations. Check bluebgi.com for more information.
I talked to Z yesterday from Blue Guard Innovations. They're coming out with something new.
Ooh.
It's going to be, you're going to be able to monitor your boat bilge from your phone.
That is cool.
That
is very cool.
Huh?
We were talking about that last week when we had the show on, like, just how obviously the switch, the, you know, for the environment and for knowing and all those things is cool, but just what we were talking about with your that shows the counter when your bilge kicks off. I mean, this time of year when you're not necessarily going to the boat every single day and once a week, and you might, you know, might be 2 weeks before you get down to the boat, to know that your bilge either kicked off 0 times when you were gone or it ran 20 times, knowing that you've got something you need to deal with, is huge. Those guys make really cool products.
And monitor your batteries, too.
There you go.
Yeah, it's they're coming soon. Watch for that, for sure. You want to get through, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Giving away a pair of accurate piranha pliers. Why don't you describe those piranha pliers?
Well, these are precision machined 7075 T6 aluminum carbide insert cutters, and we have the option of having a split ring on the, like you say, Pete, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Well, you can.
Yeah.
Or you cannot.
Or you cannot.
And it's such a good call right now with all the flat fall rigging that we're doing changing heavy duty split rings and changing rings on poppers. That tool is invaluable right now.
Yep.
So, no doubt about it.
It's probably, I don't know what they sell for now, probably about $100.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, they're a great set of pliers, and one lucky caller is going to win it. You want to get through 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Now, can you get a pair of those piranha pliers at the Longfin sale today?
I'm sure you can.
And I'll bet it's on sale, too. Everything in the store today at the Longfin
is on sale.
We talked about it earlier in the show.
Yep.
You guys will be there. Mark, you'll be there talking GenRen after the show. And Jack, I know Justin Poe's
there. We got the whole Acker crew there.
All the guys are there, and the Shimano guys are there, Daiwa, all the manufacturers, who's anybody in Southern California, are going to be at the Longfin, because Longfin's like, that's the bomb store, right?
It is. There's only maybe three tackle stores. There's a place over at Seaforth. There's a place on the Fisherman's Landing. And there's a place up in Orange County.
Yeah.
That's
it. That's the one, the Longfin.
Yeah, but they're all good.
And this is their customer appreciation sale going on now through, I think, 4 or 5 o'clock today.
No, it's later than that. I think it's
7 to 7. You're right.
I think it's 7 to 7.
7 to 7, yeah.
Tom does not mess around.
No, he doesn't.
Mess around.
You can have a sample of the new reel up there? Somebody can check it out?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. All the stuff will be there.
All right.
Awesome.
Yeah. So go by the Longfin today in Orange, and you won't be sorry.
And you can come see Flatfall Warren Kelly, too.
Oh, really? Is he going to have his Mexican flag?
He's probably wearing earrings, Flatfall earrings.
Yeah. Indeed. All right. 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Let's jump in the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. Let's jump in. Let's talk to Doug, who's got us from Montebello this morning. Good morning, Doug. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, I got two questions. How far average is your traveling time to the fishing grounds, and does anyone ever get seasick on your boats?
It's a good couple of good questions.
Yeah. This question's for me, I assume.
Yeah.
Well, it depends. You know, fish have fins and they move around. But right now there is a tuna bite maybe a mile from our mooring.
That's it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's about, it's closer to Rancho Leonero than it is to us. And we're 4 miles from Rancho Leonero, so maybe it's 2 miles away.
Oh, okay.
But every morning the tuna go off. Sardines have been the best bait. The marlin fishing is not very far offshore. The high spots off La Ribera and Punta Pescadero, 5, 7, 8 miles. 10 miles, you catch blue marlin, striped marlin, sailfish.
There's been a lot of wahoo around, too, huh?
Yeah, there have been. And they're inshore. You know, we catch most of those in 100 feet of water. So up and down the shoreline, we're catching wahoo.
I know you have your secret spots. We win with you catching wahoo, and you know where they're hanging.
Yep, for sure.
Yeah.
And then last week when Jack was with us, I didn't want him to see any of those secret spots, so I took him out offshore.
Smart.
And we got into a school of porpoise about 15 miles straight from our mooring and proceeded to fill the fish box plugged 15 miles out.
What was the grade of fish?
40.
Yeah, you know, there were some smaller ones, and there were some 20-pounders, but there were some 60-pounders, too.
Nice.
I would say average was 40 pounds.
And awesome. They were eating bait?
Yeah.
Lures, everything?
Lures, yeah.
Lures and chunk squid.
Right.
Chunk squid?
Yeah. That's how you got them to turn on.
Okay.
They got their interest with chunk squid,
yeah.
Very good.
Just braylon and stuff.
What kind of lures work best for tuna in the East Cape?
Cedar plugs work really well.
Do they?
My favorite is a Halco Laser Pro 190. It's my favorite, all-time favorite lure. That's the first one bit every time. And if one doesn't get bit and somebody's fighting a fish, the anglers tend to want to reel in the ones that didn't get bit. And I don't reel them in, because if the boat's still sliding, the lure's still wiggling, then we get a lot of late bites
on those
if you leave them out. Now, you don't want to leave them out if you're going to get tangled up with the fish and let it float around. But until the boats come to a complete stop and maybe the lure is drifting toward the boat, we get so many late bites. Huh. And a lot of times when they stop, we'll just like bump the boat forward a little bit and it'll be up on the surface and it goes down and boom, there it goes. Cool. You know, we got another bite. So
that's cool.
Pretty cool. As far as seasickness, typically it's the Sea of Cortez. It's not the Pacific Ocean. So typically we have calmer weather than the Pacific. But we have our days when the wind blows and it gets rough. The Vaquera with the Sea Keeper has like totally changed the game. I haven't seen anybody sick on that boat this year at all. And we do have medication that Kathy Rounds told us about.
Sergeron Forte, right?
Yeah, and it works incredibly well, and we have it on the boats. It's the only medication that I've ever encountered that you can be queasy, and if you take one and you can keep it down for 15 minutes, it'll straighten you out.
Wow.
It's pretty amazing.
And you buy it under a different label in Mexico, right?
Citrazina or something like that. And you can get it, you can buy it over the counter there, and it's like dirt cheap. 50 yeah. pills is like $20 or
yeah.
something. Where here, yeah. I think you need a prescription, and it's a little more expensive.
Yeah, consult your doctor.
Always.
As with any medication, before you take any medication, but certainly it's worked for a lot of people there. But the big answer, though, if you do have a tendency to get seasick, charter the Vaquera.
Straight up.
With the Sea Keeper. 35 Cabo with a Sea Keeper that is basically, you're not going to have an issue.
No, and you know what, I put the Sea Keeper on the boat this year, and it is not a cheap deal.
No, it's not.
And I didn't raise the price of the boat. The charter price is the same.
Yeah.
With the Sea Keeper as it was last year without the Sea Keeper.
Yeah. Well, you called me up when you were considering it. You said, what do you think? I said, do it, Mark.
Absolutely.
It's an absolute game changer.
Yeah.
And you can't understand what a Sea Keeper does, especially for a boat our size, that 35 to 45-foot boat. It's an absolute game changer on a boat that size.
You know, we've been on a drift a lot this year, drifting with sardines or drifting chunk and squid. And when you're drifting, the boat turns and gets in the trough. That's just where it wants to be, in the trough. And I'm looking around at some of the other boats out there, and the skippers are up in the bridge hanging on with both hands. Mm-hmm. And
outriggers are touching the water.
Yeah, I'm drinking a water or something, and I'm looking around, and I'm just standing flat on my feet, not hanging on to anything. And you don't realize, I was talking to Pete Grossbeck about it the other day. And even, you know, he's fishing in a big 66, and it took him a while to figure out when he came home at night, he wasn't tired the way that he used to be.
Yeah.
You know, but when that Sea Keeper, you don't get beat up anymore. No. It's pretty incredible.
Yeah. So needless to say, you're fishing on Vaquera all the time.
As much as I can.
Yeah, indeed. I will say this too, Doug, to answer the first question is, Mark will go where he needs to go. He's not afraid of burning fuel, right, Jack?
No.
I mean, everybody thinks, well, you only went 2 miles, it's because you didn't want to burn fuel. That's not the case at all.
No.
I've run when the fisher are an hour and 45 minutes away.
When the fish are farther than you probably should be going, he's going to do it anyway.
And he's going fast.
Yeah.
And that's the thing about those complicated
And on that
guys,
boat, Mark's boats, if you're coming into it and coming home, for instance, we ran way south one day, and not on Mark's boat, but if you would have been coming back on one of Mark's Cabo yachts, it's very comfortable coming back. Because sometimes you're coming into it.
Yeah, I was bragging about how close they are sometimes. But like I said, they have fins and they're not always that close. And
we were out by Sorolvo.
Yeah, we went to Sorolvo Island one day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You still do your overnight trips to Sorolvo? I know it's something you talked about in the past, where you could charter the boat and go out and stay overnight. Is that still something that's done?
We will. I haven't had a request for it lately, but we will.
You'll do the overnight and barbecue steaks and hang out at the island kind of thing.
Yeah,
that sounds
sounded like such a fun trip to me. Yeah. I remember you talking about that in the past, and I always thought, like, what a fun one that would be.
It is. It's, to me, that's really
ultimate.
Fun.
Yeah.
Indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning, Doug. Good questions there. That does free up 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Before we jump back on the phones, I have a question for Mark. There's a lot of different places to go to go catch fish in the East Cape? How do you, we know how we make our decisions here. We look at fish dope. We talk to our friends and stuff. How do you make a decision on where to go when you take your customers fishing?
Well, I discuss it with them first. You know, every morning, come down off the bridge when the anglers get on the boat and discuss kind of what would you like to target and what would you like to do. We want to try to please our anglers and target what they want. I never caught a wahoo before in my life. It's on my bucket list. You know, do you think we can catch a wahoo? Well, yeah, I think we probably can. You know, it takes a lot of dedication. It might not be a slam dunk first thing in the morning, but if we put in the time, we're probably going to get one. So then maybe that's what we'll go do. I'll explain to them, you know, it's not going to be wide open. Well, I want a lot of action. Okay, well, then maybe we ought to go fish for tuna, you know, or I haven't caught a billfish before. I want to meet the angler's expectations, what they want to do. So that's part of the decision in deciding what to do. The second part of the decision is the bait. The bait
dictates a lot
of what we're going to do. So it's what's available, what we can get. A lot of the anglers, I'm in contact with them before they get on the boat, and they tell me what they want to do. And if I can get the bait ahead of time before we load the anglers, I'll do it.
What an advantage that is, too. When bait is a little bit scarce, especially when you're fishing with the guys multiple days, and you know, hey, sardine is the ticket, and there hasn't been a lot around, but I'll stop and pick up bait on my way to come get you for whatever hotel you're staying at.
We do when we can.
And, sure.
I just ordered two more new freezers. Because the two chest freezers that I have are full, I'm buying squid at 100 kilos at a time.
Nice.
to keep big bars of squid. So
smart.
That when the angle, you know, a lot of times the squid will be available and a lot of times it won't. Well, it's never not available for me because I've always got so much stockpiled that I've got it. You know?
And that could be key.
It is key.
For the tuna.
It is key a lot of the times. Ballyhoo, the same thing. I have ballyhoo stockpiled.
Smart.
Anything I can do to give us the edge, I do it. And that's less time in the morning hunting around trying to find it. We've got it. We're out of here.
I know that this is going to be an impossible question to answer, but you do not spare any expense on your boat when it comes to putting things on to help you catch fish. Could you point to one thing that is the best thing you've done with the boat? Is it the Seakeeper? Is it stabilized binoculars? Is it your electronics? Is it your, could you point to one of those things that was the best thing you've done for fish catching?
Deck and Jack.
Oh, yeah, the important crew members, right?
It's hard to point to one thing. The Seakeeper definitely makes it more comfortable. I don't know that it's integral in actually catching fish, although I like it because it's more comfortable.
Sure.
Does it affect fish at all? When you have that Seakeeper on, are you catching less fish? And some people I've heard is like, well, does it shut the bite off?
No, I don't think it does. And what's interesting is...
I've heard that before.
Well, and the gyro...
It does not. But
the gyro makes noise. Yeah. I mean, it makes noise. Yes. There's no question about it. When our engines are running, we don't hear it.
Right.
But a lot of times when we're drifting, we turn off the motors.
Right.
We turn off the motors... You can hear the gyro going. It just make you know it's spinning at 9,700 RPM.
That's crazy,
and it makes a noise. And I've been very cognizant to paying attention to whether because I'll shut the thing off if I thought that it hurt the bite.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that it hurts the bite at all.
Had any issues.
The one thing that I would have a really hard time living without. Is the gyro binoculars.
Yeah, that's why I asked you the question, because I thought that was going to be the case.
I don't. It would be really hard to live without those gyros. They open the playing field up so big.
Yes. Yeah.
And we find, well, last week with Jack, we found that school of porpoise, and we caught all those tuna 100% because we had the gyros on the boat, and we could see them. Mm-hmm. Way further away than we would have been able to see them.
And we were all by yourself.
We were all by ourselves. We would have driven right by them and never seen them.
Yeah.
But the gyros opened that up, and we zoned in and went right to them. A lot of times, you know,
you have Frasers, right?
Frasers, yeah. On the boat, on all the boats.
Frasier Mariners.
So I had another friend of mine ask me about my radar. He says, "Do you pick up birds in your radar?" Well, no, my G4 Simrad radar will not pick up birds, but I can see as far.
Your gyros do.
I can see as far as that radar will. The radar is not going to reach over the arc of the Earth. Well, the gyros are going to see as far as the radar does.
Yeah.
So I can see the birds in those gyros
from there. Yeah. And what about the Simrad electronics? I mean, they make a huge difference.
Huge difference. Yeah. They've got so much potential. There's so much stuff that they'll do, and the sounder, I'm losing it. The chirp sounder. You see fish, unbelievable. A lot of the tuna schools, we're going over them, and I see them. I go, hang on. Yep. It's like wicked tuna. Hang on.
Beep, 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 beep.
Boom, we're bit.
That's cool.
And that's all in the sounder, you know.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, if you want to get through, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Open right now. You have a chance to win those Accurate Piranha pliers. Talk not only to Mark, but the legendary Jack Nielsen.
You got it, buddy. When we come back, we got more of your phone calls coming your way. Lots of great info coming up. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, everybody. This is Captain Dwayne Diego, 4-pack charter captain, here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine. When it came time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker. Then there's a real good reason for it. The fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now, and I know the abuse they can take. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day, over 300 days a year, running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat. From the custom tower with steering and throttle controls to the backup bait pump system, my Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to the fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing through the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7570 or check out CedrosSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color. Clarity. Detail. Maui Jim.
I got a garage full of fishing tackle, and every time I get out on the water, I realize I forgot something important. But I never forget my life jacket. I make sure my buddies wear theirs, too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 19 stores and more to come throughout Southern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Phones are getting packed up. A rare opportunity this late in the show, especially with guys like this and a prize like those Accurate Piranha pliers. If you want to get through, talk to Jack, talk to Mark. 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Phones are packed up. Let's talk to Jason. Calling us from Marina Del Rey. Good morning, Jason. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good
morning, Jason.
I'm going out on the Outer Limits tomorrow on a 2.5 day, and I've got a Talca 20 with 100-pound and 80-pound top shot. And I was wondering, you think I should spool my 50 wide and take it just in case we go after those cows?
I don't know. I don't know that you need to go on a boat like the Outer Limits with Captain Paul. Where your 50 wide would come into advantage would be fishing, you know, some type of aerial, you know, fishing a balloon or fishing a kite or fishing a flying fish, something like that. Your TAC 20 is certainly a much smaller reel, but extremely powerful, high torque. You've got plenty of line fishing it, and I think that that TAC 20 is perfectly capable of catching one of those cow-sized bluefins, and is going to be a lot more comfortable for you to fish with than your 50 wide. If you were going on your own boat and needed a kite outfit, I would say absolutely bring it. But Captain Paul and that Outer Limits, they have good gear, and they are very good at catching big ones. So I don't know that you need to. I'm never say never. I mean, if you have it, that's a boat with plenty of space. Maybe you bring it. Maybe you fish a sinker rig squid or a sinker rig bait. You might do with that. But I think you're going to be so much more effective fishing a flat fall with your TAC 20. And I think that although it's a much smaller reel, I think you're going to be better off with that than your 50 wide.
TAC 20 is certainly capable of handling a cow.
A cow bluefin. I think so. Yeah. In my opinion,
And as long as your flat fall has the 130 or 150 pound leader on it, is 80 pound enough?
I think it is. I mean, again, we're not, you know, in a perfect world, maybe you're fishing a little bit heavier line, maybe you're fishing a TAC 25, but I think that it is enough. I think that 100 pound is better than 80. I think 130 is better than 100, but I do think it's enough. I'll tell a real quick story from last week. I was always given buddies and people a hard time. I don't feel that these big bluefins pull as hard as an equally sized yellowfin. That is not at all to say that they don't pull hard, because they absolutely do. They will challenge every bit of you. But I think a 250-pound yellowfin often pulls harder than a 250-pound bluefin. And I was giving my buds a hard time about, we catch these things in 20 minutes, yada, yada. Last week, we had a 220 on our boat. Myself and Neil and my buddy Brandon from the shop, we got it on a flat fall. And after me giving people grief all the time about what big wussies these bluefins are, that fish kicked our butt so bad. We had it on big tackle. We had it on a 30-sized reel, 150-pound Seaguar Blue Label wind on, and three guys that have caught, you know, we've caught a handful of big ones. We're pretty good at catching these things. We pulled on that fish for probably an hour and 40 minutes, all three passing the rod off, keeping a fresh guy on the rod, three guys that are pretty good on technique at catching big ones, and that thing gave us every bit we had. When I put a gaff into it, I've never come so close to being ripped on a big fish in my life. So there are definitely some. And
there's some of them have an attitude.
When we hooked that fish, we were certain it was one of those giants. You know, there have been some 300-pounders, and with as hard as that thing pulled and it stayed up real high like a lot of big fish do, we were certain, like, okay, this is a special one. We got one of those 300-pounders. And when that thing came over, and 220 is a very nice fish, but we were expecting a whole lot more. That thing was just, he was a jerk, man. Yeah. He was a jerk and wanted no part
of
us.
Every fish is different. You've seen it with the yellowfin, right?
Oh,
big yellowfin, right, Mark?
We got the tournament last year. We got one 239 that we won all the money with. That it took us 4 hours.
4 hours.
Right. 4 hours
on big tackle.
It's on a ATD 50 with 100-pound line with a rail CalStar rail rod, 130-pound fluorocarbon. 4 hours is way too long. There's too much stuff that can go wrong.
Yep.
But we couldn't put any more pressure.
What can you do?
Diego was fighting the fish, and I says, button down. He could feel the stretch. He says, no more.
Yeah.
No more. You know, and it took 4 hours.
Four hours. But it was just a mean fish. Some of them just have an attitude.
Bad fish. Sure.
Speaking of 300-pound bluefin, check out our website, letstalkhookup.com, on the photo of the week. I forget the gentleman's name, but it was on the Cortez with Captain.
Ooh, nice,
Hughes.
Right on.
I was, what is it, 317? Is that what it is, Ricky?
You're looking
It's a big one. And that, they live out there.
And how crazy is that you can catch that fish 60 miles from where we're doing this radio show at right now? I mean, that's a fish that you just don't see unless you're on a 16-day. And to be able to get out there, Armando Gonzalez, 313.
Nice.
What a fish that is. I mean, that's a Hurricane Bank Clarion Island 300-pounder in our backyard. And every single trip that you go on right now has a shot. They certainly don't all catch one, and not everyone happens, but you for sure, if you're leaving tonight, you have a chance at catching a 300-pounder.
It's pretty amazing. Hey, Jason, good luck on your trip. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 877-792 1090. Let's go ahead and jump in the phone.
You got it, man. How about this time we talk to Mike? He's calling us from Irvine this morning. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up, Mike?
Hey, I've been listening to you guys for years, and I'm by no means a well-versed sea ocean fisherman, but I went out a couple weeks ago on an Accurate-sponsored trip with a Tomahawk, and, man, I'm ready to invest. We had a great time. He brought 36 setups. Justin from Accurate Reels brought 36 setups, and I think one of my poles left the rack once.
That's cool.
Thank you. I think that's a compliment.
I've going to say about 10 boats, and the captain Jeff from on the Tomahawk. This guy wants you to catch fish. I mean, he was more excited about catching fish than, you know, some of the guys on the boat. But the reels were awesome. The rods were awesome. And we fished all day. We got into some really rough seas and some big wind. And we got tossed around pretty good. But then we went on the back side. We went in the front side, catch some yellowtail during the day. There was a really cool little setup I was fishing with a 50-pound braid, and it was pretty nice. It was a nice little, I think it was an Accurate 400 reel, if I recall. But it was a nice setup for the yellowtail.
And Justin did a good job for you?
We had up to the backside in the late afternoon, and we could see foaming. We chased some big fish around, couldn't catch them until the moon came up about 9 o'clock at night, and 9 o'clock at night, we just got into a bite. I think we limited out in 50-pound bluefin and within 2 hours.
Oh, how cool. What a great trip.
Hey, thanks a lot. Yeah, really epic, for sure. It must have been because Justin was on the trip.
Justin Poe's the man.
He did a good job.
For sure. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Rob, calling us from La Jolla this morning. Hi, Rob. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Good morning.
What's up, Rob?
My question is, on that Seakeeper, what kind of prices is it going to run, and do they have like an installment plan?
How big is your boat?
It would be 25 to 30 foot. I'm just wondering about that range.
They have a new Seakeeper now. I believe it's a Seakeeper 2 that'll do a 25 to 30 foot boat. And I think all in, I'm not exactly sure. We're going to have Berkeley Andrews from Seakeeper on the show in a couple of weeks here, so you'll be able to ask him. But I'm going to say 30 to 40,000 for the smaller Seakeeper. Our version that Mark and I had is closer to 50.
I was 55 all in.
All in 55.
That's yard fee, everything.
Yeah.
Well, we did it in my yard, so I didn't have to pay a yard fee.
Got it.
But installation's a big part of it.
That's what I'm saying.
It was 10,000, I know, on mine. So that's a big part of it. But do they have installment plan? Yeah, you can finance anything these days. So Seakeeper, I'm sure, works that out with you. Is it a ridiculously expensive thing?
Yes, it is.
But is it worth it?
Yeah.
Yes. It is. Yes. How
would you do it again?
Yes, I would. Yes. In a heartbeat, for sure. Hope that answers the question, Doug. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
We're going to go now up to Doug calling us from Claremont this morning. What's up, Doug? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How's everybody today?
Good. What's up, Doug?
All right. Yeah, a little fish report. I went out to La Jolla and trying to get all those yellowtail I was hearing about, but I didn't see one being caught. But the bonita were sure biting. It had a wide open bonita bite about 8 to 12 pounds. They're pretty fun.
That's fun.
Nice.
Yeah. And then after I got tired of that, I went over to the kelp and had a wide open calico bite bass. It was pretty fun for like 2 hours, and I must have let 15 go. So
what a great day. That's cool, Doug.
Yeah, pretty good. And but, yeah, I wanted to ask about that Seakeeper new boat of yours down there. I wanted to bring my wife down there, and I was wondering how is it for the ladies down there, and what do you charge for your boat with the Seakeeper on?
It's the only way to go if you're going to bring a wife.
No doubt.
The only way to go.
And it's not any more than the other boat, right?
That's $50 more, but it always has been.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how do I reserve that?
Just call me.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you something about Mark's boat, the Genren Sport Fishing Fleet. Doug, it's more expensive than any other boat in the East Cape. Is that, am I correct?
We're the highest price.
You're the highest price, but it's the old story. You get what you pay for.
No
doubt.
Worth absolutely. It. Yeah. Let me, the best kept secret, the best kept secret in the East Cape is that we have accommodation packages also. We have a three-bedroom, three-bath house on the beach that we put packages together with one of our boats and the house. We only have one house, so
it's
we only take one group at a time. But like, if you come down with your wife and another couple, you have your own private house. We can have somebody come in and do your meals for you. We can put the whole complete package together.
The other thing, too, the difference in cost, yes, it is more expensive. Yes, you're getting what you pay for, but you got to also factor in things that you're not paying for. Rod tubes flying down have way increased in cost. The amount of money that you're going to spend preparing your gear to go down, because I see it at the tackle shop all the time. You know, you're planning on bringing half a dozen rods and reels. You're putting new top shots on all those things. You're going to pick up a new few jigs. I mean,
what are you trying to put yourself out of business?
I'm just telling you that's the case. Yeah. I've fished with Mark a bunch of times and I know it. I mean, I know what I spend before we go on a trip down there, and it's always a couple $100 in preparing your gear. It's another $100 in your rod tube each direction. I mean, there's $300 worth of cost that you're not spending when you book on Genren, and there's the difference in cost.
Well, aside from that, the reason you're going down there is to go fishing.
Yep.
Okay, now you have taken the time off work. You've bought the airfare down there and back. You've bought the room, whatever it is, your accommodations. Why would you skimp on your boat? Then you go on a lesser boat. Well, that boat's $100 more. I'm not going to spend that extra $100. I'd sleep out on the beach and spend that money on a better boat.
If you're going down there to go fishing, there you go. That's a good point. And it may be $200 or $300 more.
Yeah, it could be.
It could then the boat. It depends on the quality of the boat that you're looking for. Now, your price that you quote, like, give an example. How much is Vaquera?
It's $14.50 a day.
$14.50 a day, and that's all inclusive.
That's
right?
Out the door.
That's out the door. That includes the tax.
Yes.
Everything. So a lot of times when you book a boat, it's $700 a day plus 20% plus 10% plus
absolutely. Yeah. What we have, we always have extra ice. We have super coolers with more ice than is provided by the where you're staying. So you never have to come in early because your catch is gonna melt if you don't. So we have the ice to keep the fish the entire day, so you get the full day's fishing. We have bottled drinking water. We have a snack basket with nuts, chips, cookies, granola bars, that kind of stuff. That's all included in the price. We keep bulk spools of line. If we get a little fray in the top shot, we change it right there on the spot.
Sure. I've seen Diego do it.
Yep.
We have fluorocarbon in every pound test.
He says we.
Yeah, well, I pay for it.
Yeah, you pay for it, and Diego puts it on. You know, the other thing I'll say, too, Doug, you talked about bringing your wife. I mean, you're on a boat that is extremely comfortable, an air-conditioned salon, a very nice bathroom. You know, ladies don't have to worry about any of that, anything comfortable. You shut the door. I mean, just everything about it is comfortable and nice and right. And if you're wanting to bring your wife down with you, there is not a better operation.
That 35 has a big helm seat in the front where you can sit up in front of where the captain is, and the sea life that you see.
Oh, it's awesome.
You know, we see turtles, we see whales, we see porpoise. Oh. So every day.
You're making me want to go fishing.
I know, me too. Me too.
And remember that little discussion that Mark had about the bait, how he has bait available, frozen squid.
Ballyhoo.
I mean, you just don't find that just commonly.
Yeah.
It's all taken care of.
I'm authorized to issue fishing licenses. You don't have to hassle around. Yeah, I can get your license for you.
Yeah.
Ahead of time.
Yeah. Like Jack says, the hassle.
It's the hassle factor.
Hey, thanks a lot. Hope that helps you out. TeamGenren.com. You have all the prices, the calendar to see if it's available.
Yep, there's a booking calendar. You can't book online, but you can see what dates are available. And a lot of people look at our calendar to see what dates are available before they book their accommodations, so that they can book their accommodations and be sure that they are able to get one of our boats.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Hey, it's time for the CCA calendar giveaway this month. The CCA calendar is a pair of Costa sunglasses.
Nice.
The winning number, 2840. Check it out. The winner, go to the CCA's Facebook page, Coastal Conservation Association of California, and you can claim your prize there, or just check ccacalifornia.org for more details. And also check out this week's edition of Western Outdoor News, always loaded with great information. This week, it is the Long Range 101, gearing up for the long range season. It's a complete insert in this week's Western Outdoor News, so be sure to check it out.
All right. Hey, let's jump back into the phones. We're going to talk to Tom, calling us from San Diego this morning. Good morning, Tom. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I'd like to go back to the Wahoo, and is there a specific time of the year that you can target those? Typically, how do you catch them? Are they trolled up, or can you, grind them? Are you throwing bombs? Are you bait? Can you break that whole Wahoo thing down?
Yeah, we're trolling more than we don't cast for them very much. I say that, but we were chunking squid one day for tuna, and one swam by the boat. And I had a rod set up with a Halco 190 on it, and I pitched it out there, and wham! I mean, we caught it. Grinding. But that's not a common thing. We catch more of them on the trolls. We troll Halco, Rapala type lures a lot. We also troll Ballyhoo that are booby trapped. And
explain booby trap.
Well, you have two hooks. You have one in the beak or in the front of the ballyhoo, and then you have another one that you've got booby trapped in the tail, because the wahoo will bite him right in two and leave you your hook in the head and take and take the rest of the bait. They're good at that. And then sometimes we slow troll live bait also. When we slow troll live bait, we like to have Chili Willies as the best bait. It's like a Spanish mackerel. And we'll booby trap those also. We have one hooked in we'll bridle it in the eyeballs, and then we'll have a trailer hook that goes back. And sometimes slow trolling over the high spot that we fish on can be really effective.
Nice.
We have very specific spots that we know hold the wahoo, and that's where we'll go, whether it be Saravo Island, Pescadero, Punta Reina Lighthouse, down south of Los Frailes. There are high spots all up and down the shoreline that will fish the wahoo.
Okay.
That's cool.
All right.
I could easily see, like, doing a mark and just saying, hey, man, we want to target. We'll go in a wahoo time of year. We really want to pound out the wahoo. I'm sure you could put a if you're willing, like you say, to do a little bit of trophy hunting, not necessarily action the whole time,
yes,
you could put yourself a real deal day together.
And it's not uncommon to get a double or a triple.
That's
all
awesome.
At the same time. Now, a lot of the wahoo are... They're magicians.
They're good at coming off.
Yeah, they're really good at coming off. So you get a triple. I mean, we've gotten three at one time, but sometimes you might only get one of those. Sometimes you might not even get one.
Yeah. You
know,
they've got to keep winding, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they have super hard mouths. You know, I'll give you an example. We were fishing with Mark on Gen Ren, and my friend Mark Weir wanted to catch a wahoo. He never caught a wahoo before. He's all excited about catching a wahoo. So we went. And we caught a wahoo.
That's right.
We targeted wahoo, like Mark said. We went to one of his secret spots that he
We were
to
talking
that,
to Ricky on the radio.
I was on the air when that happened. Yeah.
That's right. We were talking
I'll
to
never
you,
forget
and
that.
We got a hookup, and we got him as wahoo.
Well, you hooked one, you got him as wahoo, then you called in to give the report, and after you had got the first one, you guys doubled up while you were giving the report. Yeah, you hooked two more.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
So, and this is the time of the year that your best chance at wahoo is that October, November time period, right?
Well, you know, it seems like the fishery is changing. The fishery has definitely changed here. When I lived here, I never got any bluefin. You know, now it's changed. Well, the fishery has changed down there also. And it used to be, for the first 20 years I lived there, it was really difficult to target a wahoo. They were very sporadic, and we'd get them when we get them. Now, the fishery's changed. There's more wahoo. There's less Dorado. There's more wahoo. And it's become so that we can target them. And we're getting them anywhere from the springtime all the way through to the fall.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's cool.
Wow.
Yeah. On the same spots.
They
live there.
Yeah, they just hang out on those edges for sure. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, we're going to find out who's got themselves a brand new pair of Accurate Piranha pliers. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com. The Long Fin in Orange, Southern California's premier fishing superstore, is having their 7th annual parking lot show and customer appreciation day, Saturday, September 15th. This is truly a big event with unbelievable sale prices from all participating manufacturers. Meet reps from Shimano, Power Pro, Seeker, Phoenix, Daiwa, Avet, AFCO, Accurate, Berkley, Mustad, Okuma, MC, Swimbaits, CalStar, Seaguar, and more. Over 20 manufacturers will be there. Take advantage of tremendous savings on fresh and saltwater tackle. Free reel service with minimum purchase. Plus, you can win big as the Longfin shows their appreciation with a huge raffle with hundreds of free giveaways. You will certainly find what you want at unbelievable prices for this one-day-only sale. It's all happening Saturday, September 15th from 7 to 7 at the Longfin, 2730 East Chapman, just off the 55 freeway in Orange. For directions or more information, check out the website at thelongfin.com. Quality is the name of the game at Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay. Free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, plus a great fleet. It's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Tomahawk, Prowler, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing, for charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the time, the winner of the brand new Accurate Piranha Rigging Pliers is going to Doug in Claremont. Doug, congratulations. You are going to love those pliers. They are so nice.
They are. Thank you, Jack.
That was cool, Jack.
Deckhand Jack for that.
I'll be giving you a call, Doug, and just congratulate you and make sure that you know it's coming your way.
That's cool.
All right. Appreciate that very much. And Mark, Genren Sport Fishing, like we say, no better operation to go fishing with. If you're going to East Cape, go fishing. You want to go fishing on the best, and Genren is the best.
Thank you, Pete.
No doubt, buddy.
Pleasure to be here today.
Yeah, and how do we get a hold of you? We want to book a trip, see all the schedules and all that stuff.
TeamGenren.com is our website.
Okay, and get right up to that, Mike.
It has TeamGenren.com. It has a booking calendar. You can go to the booking calendar. If it's marked out in a color, then the date, then it's taken. Any dates that are not marked out are open. And then for a reservation, you can call me at area code 310-308-5841. I live down on the East Cape full time, but I have
an LA phone number,
and my wife says my phone is attached to me at the hip. I always have it.
You answer it when you're out fishing.
Oh, I sleep with it under my pillow.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's awesome. And if you want to go on our Palmas de Cortez Fall Spectacular Tournament, October 10th through 15th, I know there's still rooms available at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Not much. I think one or two rooms. And I believe you have a boat open for
I do have a boat open. One more thing I want to mention is that something's going on with the telephones. And sometimes the phone is not ringing through to me. I don't know what's on up with that. But if it says the route not found or whatever it is, if you stay on the line, it will go through.
It'll go through.
Oh, and
it's a Mexico thing.
You can text also, and I get the text. So.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Thanks. And, of course, emails, too.
Emails for sure.
Through TeamGenren.com. Hey, thanks, guys. Thanks for
listening
today.
Great job, guys. It was great.
And those of you that were on the stream on our app, We do have the first hour up. Adam's put the first hour up on our app as well as our website on our archives there. So if you missed it through the stream, it's there. And this one will be up very, very shortly. And hopefully that stream will be done and back with us tomorrow morning because we have a great guest.
Yeah, we
Dan
do.
Ostrowski from Yamaha Outboards will be here talking outboards, talking fishing, and more. Dan's a great guest and a full of knowledge. So that's tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Thanks again to Adam for all he does, and thank you for listening. We'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on the Mighty 1090.